He's with us right now, JT Barrett, quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes, team captain for, God, it seems like it was all 5 years he was with the program. What was it, just three-time captain, yeah. Right, JT?
Three times, I think.
Three-time captain. You know, we often reminisce about that 2014 season, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking about that Navy game. I believe the Buckeye basketball team was playing Navy as well.
They were.
And it was this. It just was this whole crazy weekend of Buckeye sports, people that were heading east on I-70 to go to the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. What do you remember in the weeks leading up to that Navy game?
The Navy game. Well, 10 days before, I was like, I would say 11 days before, I was just the backup. And that's what was kind of my plan. You have goals for yourself. And
yeah.
I remember – funny story, so it was that summer at a family reunion I was going to, and they were like, man, are you going to play? Like, everybody was excited because, you know, that was my, like, second year being here at Ohio State, and they were like, man, you going to play? And I was like, guys, there's a dude named Braxton Miller who's pretty good. And to be honest with you.
He was all right.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, so with that, I'm just trying to hold the field goals. You know, that's what the backup role. That's what I wanted.
You're very good at that.
I was just trying to, you know, kind of put myself be realistic, right? Because understanding Braxton, he was, you know, offensive player of the year two times, and you know, it's just like, I don't see that happening, right? And then he goes down, and it's just like, well, we didn't really see this one coming either. So then I don't know, I was just very fortunate to have great people around me and just really just bring me along and be able to learn as quick as I can. And that Navy game was it was definitely good that we won, but I was nervous for sure.
I can imagine. I think the way, if I remember it correctly, being on the sort of news gathering side of things, mm-hmm. not that that sounded wrong. Not that that's not
we
really
don't,
what
yeah,
you
we
and
don't
I do.
News. We no. just sit We're here not good enough to do that.
I don't
no.
get any news. We sit here and we react.
I got
but
you.
I think you. It was a subtle story because it was. It was all about Braxton Miller coming in, and then we heard He's, maybe yeah. in a. A buy story that we might have talked about on the show because we try to hit everything, and that mm-hmm. was, oh, JT Barrett moves ahead of Cardale Jones as
on
the backup.
Saturday.
And we might have spent 5 minutes on it. We're like, all right, good to see. Like, maybe we'll
Whatever.
See. We'll see this kid, JT Barrett. Yeah,
whatever.
Sooner or later.
We probably won't see him, but cool.
What was that like when you won the backup job? Was there anything going off with you? Like, that was an accomplishment, or was that just business as usual? You still hadn't come close to reaching your goal to get to a playing standpoint.
Well, I'm just thinking back at that time. It was just the focus of because that spring I didn't play well. Just being honest, it wasn't that good. And Cardale played better than me, and that's why going into fall he was the backup. And so I remember that summer it was one of those things where it was like, well, JT, you know, what are we going to do? Like, are we just going to sit at like be on the bench and like watch somebody else play, or you know, are we just going to work hard and like try to play? Like, that's what we want to do. We
you
came
say
here
to
play.
Yourself.
Yeah, just talking to myself. And so how do we start to do that? And that was like, well, let's get the backup job. And then from there, that next year, we'll be in a better position to be the starter. That's what I was thinking, being that Braxton came back. And so it wasn't – like, I just remember at that time, he named me as the backup, and it was kind of like, all right. Like, it was still, like, camp, and, you know, it was still – I think we had a it was a scrimmage that day, and I played well, but it was just a regular – it wasn't nothing crazy, and I didn't think too crazy of myself. It was just kind of like, all right, that was something we wanted to do, and now let's continue. And obviously I was thinking I was going to be the backup, being that Braxton was still playing. So
we got JT Barrett here with us on the Buckeye Show. You talk about that, JT. I mean, 9,434 passing yards in your Ohio State career, shattering records, right? Small-town guy. Kid from Wichita Falls, Texas.
North Texas, right?
North Texas.
So when you start to realize that you're getting, you know, good at the game of football, and it's probably going to take you to a collegiate level. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Baylor's giving you the offers, Texas Tech, schools like that is going to be in state. You know, was playing football at Ohio State even kind of a glimmer in your eye at that point? And what was the relationship like on the recruiting trail that ended up getting you to Columbus?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I don't think I really recognized that how good I was at football, being that I was really focused on playing basketball because I wasn't that good at basketball, and my little brother was better than me. So that was like a household kind of rivalry thing. So oftentimes I would go lift weights with football, but then I was in the gym shooting basketball. So I was really just focused on like playing basketball. Then my high school head coach Garfield, he was like, you know, you could like people are recruiting you for football. And I was like, oh, that's cool. What does that mean? He was like, well, they're going to pay for your school. And I was like,
well, that's got to be nice.
Oh, that's all right.
All right. And then I told my mom, and she was kind of like, all right. And, you know, so it wasn't – I didn't get, like I guess I a party or anything like that. And I remember when I first got my offer from Texas Tech, that was the first one. It was a school day, and it had to be, like, 9 o'clock in the morning. He brought me down. My coach did. Then I called my mom right afterwards. It was, like, 9 or 10. And I called her, and I'm all excited. Like, I got offered Texas Tech, you know, like, go play football and, you know, go to school. And she was like, aren't you supposed to be in class?
Get back to class, JT. You're supposed to be in school, right?
All right. Love you too, Mom. See you later. So that was that's how that was.
You know, still on that 2014 season, were there any doubts when you're that early on and you lose a game like that Virginia Tech game? You're at home, night game at the Shoe. And it wasn't just you. Like, thinking back to that game, it was sluggish. That was just a weird night. Virginia Tech didn't wind up being that good of a team, but – what was the thought process there? Were there doubts that went on? Like, oh, God, I've got a lot of work to do.
I don't think for myself. I think we all knew at the time that it was like we lost as a team. It wasn't necessarily one person that just, you know, nobody – not one person loses the game. I think oftentimes we see one moment and then we try to place that blame on somebody.
Sure.
But that's never the case. There are so many plays that take place in a game that you could point out all different type of plays and point out a person for losing the game. But it was a collective effort from that. Like, we lost as a team. So from that standpoint, I remember just Coach Myers saying, like, we need all of us need to bring our game up and step up in order to do what we want to do. And it was just one game at a time. We weren't looking out in front of anything as far as, like, where we're trying to, you know, redeem ourselves from losing to Virginia Tech. It was more so like, we're going to take this one game at a time, and each week we're going to get a little better. And with that mindset, that's what we were able to do. And unfortunately, it put us in position to win the national championship. But it wasn't – I don't think it was a panic, or it wasn't – it was more so like, hey, let's reset and just one day at a time, one week at a time, and if we do that, then we'll be all right.
Get it out of the way early.
Yeah, it's really amazing, you know, because everybody from the outside looking in, you know, you lose that game at home to Virginia Tech, like the alarm bells start going off, and they throw a bear defense at you that night. It's like, okay, well, you know,
right.
It's going to be, you know, all this wild stuff. But you've had so many amazing moments in your career at Ohio State, just countless. Right, the comeback against Penn State, which was furious, which was one of the best comebacks in college football history, right? The iconic shot of you stretching over the line against Michigan, which gave you guys a first down. Michigan goes crazy. They're like, he didn't get it. Ohio State fans, yeah, he got it. Look at the TV screen. Like, you know, you kind of go down in history like that.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Minnesota touchdown run.
Of course. I was out in the blizzard calling that game as a student broadcaster freezing.
Dude was eating the dilly bar in that game.
I thought that game was going to be canceled.
It was literally a blizzard.
Well, that was the thing. I'm from Texas, so when I saw snow, I was thinking that we were getting on the plane and going home. And then Coach Meyer called us up and was like, hey, we're going out. And I was like,
huh?
For what?
What are you talking about, man?
Why are we going out there? But my bad. I stopped your question.
Oh, you're good. Is there one that stands out more than the rest from you? Or is it just a collective, you know, 5 years put in and the culmination of everything that has happened with your career?
I mean, the great thing about the game of football is just, like, the team effort, the team sport. So I came to Ohio State to win the national championship.
Sure.
That was, like, when I was thinking about recruiting, it was where I get the best education and also where am I going to win. Like, I don't believe I'm a loser. I'm a winner. I like winning. It makes me feel good. I sleep well at night when I win, you know? So it's one of those things like
– That makes sense.
I wanted to be a part of winning and wherever that was. And with Coach Meyer and the people that were around and all my teammates that I was able to play with during the course of the 5 years, and I think the winning, all the wins we had, and then the national championship was ultimately the biggest one. And I would say – even though I didn't play in it, but that's why I came to Ohio State, was to be a part of that. And did I play in the game? No, but I felt like I was a part of that.
No, you're a monster part of it.
So
yeah.
Oh, my God.
You should.
So it's like
– we say that about Kenny Guyton, you know, for even guys that were key components in the season leading up to that.
Everything, like, has a place, and mine was the national championship. And being that it was in Dallas, my family was able to be there. That was – That's why I came to Ohio State.
JT, go ahead, Beamer.
I was going to say, you're with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. Mm-hmm. I was reading an article that said during your pro day, during the draft process, you really weren't talking to the Steelers. Your mom's a big fan of Mike Tomlin.
Yes, she is.
And you got the call on Christmas Eve that you were going to be signed to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And what was that like at the Barrett household? That's got to be a pretty good Christmas gift, right?
Well, my mom, y'all really don't know her, but she's tough. So with that, it was, call her like, hey, mom, I'm in Pittsburgh now. And she was like, oh, okay. And being that I've been released and, signed, it was kind of like, well, we just really don't know exactly, how things were going to go. But, I mean, it's been a blessing for sure. And she is a big fan of Mike Tomlin. When I actually got up there, or it was my pro day, and we talked about how he met my parents at Wingstop on Olatangy. He was on pro day, and then I saw him on pro day after I worked out, and I was like, hey, coach, my mom loves you. Can you be my mom? And so that's how that was. And then he was like, well, I met y'all yesterday. And so we talked about that when I went back up there. But it's definitely been a blessing for sure. It was a crazy week. I got a call that 23rd of December and then flew to Pittsburgh. Got in my hotel room at like 1:30 in the morning. Had a physical at 7. Next day I was at practice Christmas. We was rolling.
That's how it goes. JT Barrett, you guys know the voice. The great Ohio State captain and quarterback is with us. I've heard this so many times. JT's going to be a coach. JT's going to be a coach someday. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Is that what you, do you want to be a coach?
Well, I'm not sure. Coaches have a really tough job.
They do.
And
you get compensated pretty nicely.
I personally
though.
Think the coaches are crazy. I don't know. I don't know how they do that.
But that's the thing though. So like coaches have a tough job, and with that, it's one of those things. I don't know the time away from your family. Like I don't know, like that's a lot. And then also too, I mean, just be honest, I mean there's 18 to 22 year olds that your job relies on them. And I don't know if I want to do that. Like I don't know if I want them to have that type of power, and I think I would, hopefully be a great teacher because coaching ultimately you're
sure,
a teacher.
Sure.
So I think being able to teach the game of football, want to be able to do that, but a coach full time, I think being away from their families and different stresses that they, are up under and handling, like I said, 18 to 22 year olds, and that's a crazy time in your life,
I'm
leaving
lots
home.
Changing.
My mom isn't around, dad isn't around, I'm by myself, that's a lot, but you have to take care of somebody's child, so that's tough, and also treat them like your own in a way, but then also too, they have to respect you, and that has to be a true bond with coach and player. And so I'm at a weird place with it, but I think I'm capable to be a coach, but it's more so like you think about the other stuff and you'd be like, man, I don't know quite yet.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Just trying to put it in perspective, but I have a lot of respect for all coaches.
JT, we'll leave you off with this one, and I wouldn't be, doing my job as a sports radio host.
Gotcha.
You got Justin Fields coming back for a second year. Mm-hmm. Ryan Day, second year in the system. Yeah. I mean, he's unbelievable last year. Mm-hmm. Got him one step away from a title game. Mm-hmm. What do you see from number one coming in this year? Year two, big development year, I would imagine.
I think more than anything is I know Coach Day. He was my position coach, and I always say this to myself. He always said make the routine plays routinely, and that's what Justin Fields did. And then also he had the magic plays of just how talented he is. But more so, I think if he does what ultimately he's coached to do, I don't see why not he could have a crazy year. But then also his knowledge of the game, which I know Coach Corey Dennis, who's now a quarterback coach.
Yep.
I mean, he was in there with GA. I know he knows ball, and obviously with Coach Day. So I think that's a great mesh for him, knowing that he's going to have great people around him. So, and then also Coach Hartline as well. So I think the knowledge of the game is going to make him that much better, and hopefully he has a great year.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by, man.
Yeah,
absolutely. That was JT Barrett.
Good to have you on for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to check in with you down the road.